Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ashley Badillo, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-A-D-I-L-L-O. Date of birth 02-01-1991. Date of appointment March 16, 2026. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I-L-L-O-N-P. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Ashley Badillo today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 35-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of seizure since age 18. Last seizure was in 2024. Usually it is a grand mal seizure. She shakes, she feels dizzy, eyes open and rolled back, no tongue biting, no incontinence, no postictal confusion. It lasts about 3 to 4 minutes. Have headache intermittently since teenage year. Headache is frontal. It's once in a while. No nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Headache is dull, not throbbing, no dizziness, no visual phenomena. Taking ibuprofen, which is helping, seen by Dr. Zolte and Dr. Brooks in the past. Zoltaybrooks. Past medical history. Asthma, hyperlipidemia, developmental academic disorder, generalized anxiety, manic bipolar 1, allergic rhinitis, GERD, migraine, epilepsy, hypothyroidism, history of syncope and dizziness, irritable bowel syndrome, past surgical history, umbilical hernia repair, endometrial ablation, tubal ligation, C-section. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, aripiprazole, 10 milligram benzonatate, docosid sodium, ibuprofen, zonisamide, 100 milligram, 5 tablet daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is disabled, not working. She is single, lives with the family, have one son. Family history, mother alive with seizure, father alive with diabetes, two sisters. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal. Neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that she is having headache and seizure. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5 or 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flags are. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I would like to continue the zonisamide 100 milligram 5 tablet daily. She will continue to take ibuprofen 600 milligram for as needed basis for headache. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.